Welcome to the Bridge International Church, an English-speaking church located in the western suburbs of Paris. Here at the Bridge, we are committed to helping you to discover God's plan for your life, relate to others, grow in your relationship with God, and experience life in the freedom of Christ. Join us as we listen to this week's message from the Bridge.
Hello, this is Todd. Due to some technical difficulties, we only have a partial message today, but let me give you a little introduction. I'm sharing a message called Life Isn't Fair, and we're continuing the series Storyteller that focuses on these stories of Jesus that convey deep spiritual truth in very simple everyday ways. So today, we're looking at Matthew 25, and I'm going to read to you starting in verse 14, and then I'll stop when the recording picks up. But I've just shared an introduction, thinking back to childhood, of all the times I think when life wasn't fair. For instance, my brother had a bigger piece of cake than I do, and how we want life to be even, but that's just not the way things are. And what we'll see through the message today is that what is the most important to God is what we do with what we are given, not necessarily that we are given the same things as everyone else. Let's read together Matthew 25, verse 14. Again, it will be like a man going on a journey. And Jesus is referring, if I can interrupt here, to the kingdom of God. These are parables in Matthew 25 where he's telling us what the kingdom of God is like. He wants us to join him. He wants us to see what his kingdom is like because it's different than what we see around us. So he says the kingdom of God, it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted his wealth to them. To one, he gave 5 bags of gold, to another, 2 bags, and to another one, 1 bag, each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey. The man who had received 5 bags of gold went at once and put his money to work and gained 5 bags more. So also the one with 2 bags of gold gained 2 more. But the man who had received 1 bag went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. Now we see Jesus use a phrase called, after a long time, the master returned. And I pointed out that when Jesus says, after a long time, he's talking about our lifetime. That's what he's trying to communicate to us. So in verse 19, and the recording will pick up in a moment, Jesus says, after a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them. Now we join our recording in progress.
The man who had received 5 bags of gold brought the other 5. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 5 bags of gold. See, I have gained 5 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful with a few things. 5 bags of gold. I mean, that's more than a few things. But nonetheless, in his master's mind, this is just a portion of what I can give you. It may seem like a lot to us. And in that time of day, in that time, Jesus' hearers would have translated this amount of money he was talking about and realized it was a fortune. It was an immense fortune that he had been trusted with. But his master says, you've been faithful with a few things. You haven't seen anything yet. You know, the riches of God go beyond what we could possibly imagine. Since you've been faithful with a few things, I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. So we begin to see that responsibility is a gift from God. Responsibility is something he gives us as a reward. And faithfulness is rewarded. And in the end, we share in the happiness of the master. We share in the joy of the kingdom of God growing. There's many ways in your life that can happen. But we see how he rewarded this first servant. Verse 22, the man with 2 bags of gold also came. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 2 bags of gold. See, I have gained 2 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. The exact same thing he says to both these servants. Even though one had less than half of the other, they were both faithful in the same way. And they both showed what they did with the responsibility that their master had given them. And they were rewarded because of that. But then, verse 24, then the man who had received one bag of gold came. Now remember, one bag of gold, that is still a lot of money. That is far beyond what anyone would have earned over the course of a year. This was a treasure that he had entrusted with him. And rather than saying what the other men said, he says, Master, I knew that you are a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. You have to wonder if he overheard what has just happened with these other two servants. If by now he had kind of gotten the picture, I have really messed up here. So he begins what? He begins not by saying, forgive me, Master. I haven't been as responsible as these others. He begins by saying, let me tell you what you're like, Master. See, because this isn't my fault. This is yours in some way. Master, I knew you were a hard man. So he says, so I was afraid and went out and hid your gold in the ground. See, here is what belongs to you. So he gave back to him exactly what the master had given to him. Now, each of us, and we'll draw some conclusions, you know, here in a minute. We don't want to just skip through all this, but I'll say at this time, you know, each of us, we're entrusted by God with things. We're given skills, we're given abilities, we're given all kinds of resources, we're given relationships. And God's desire for us is not just to preserve those things, not just to not damage those things. He gives those to us for a reason. He wants us to make a difference with those things. He wants to see those things prosper and grow. They're tools that he has given us. They're part of his creation that he has entrusted to us like a bag of gold. He's placed them in our sphere of influence and said, let's see what you can do. Let's see what kind of good can come about because of what I've given you, what I've entrusted you. But here, this man, he just kind of held on to it. And he said, well, at least I still have what you gave me. But the master says, what was the point of me giving you anything then? If I could have dug a hole in the ground, you know? Oh, I was giving it to you because you were here when I was not. You know, Jesus told his followers that he was sending the Holy Spirit. He was going away to prepare a place for us, but he was sending the Holy Spirit, the one he calls the Comforter or the Counselor, the one to be with us. But we are here on this earth. We are the ones that now can touch people's lives the way Jesus did when he was here. He's left us behind in order to make a difference. So when this last servant didn't do anything with what his master had entrusted him with, he replies in verse 26, you wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. Well, then you should have put my money on deposit with the bankers so that when I returned, I would have received it back with interest. In other words, you could have done something with it. Even if you didn't bring back the return that your fellow servants did, couldn't you make some little bit of difference since I gave you so much, since I gave you this treasure? He continues in verse 28, so take the bag of gold from him and give it to the one who has 10 bags. For whoever has will be given more, and they will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what they have will be taken from them. And throw that worthless servant outside into the darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And again, you know, parables usually have one central driving point. So it's easy to, it's not the same as an allegory where every part of the story, you know, has a meaning for us and has a lesson for us. So I want to caution you with parables. Rather than putting too much emphasis on this, oh, what exactly happens? Does that mean if we're not faithful, if we don't return what God gives us, that we're going to be thrown into hell? Is this what God is trying to show us? You know, the darkness, weeping and gnashing of teeth, that sounds like that's what that could be. The central point of this story is not that. It's what is God looking for from us, and how does he reward us? And how is he disappointed with us based on how we use the responsibility he has given us? So what we see here is that the servant was cast out of his master's presence. You notice the first two servants, he said, come and share your master's happiness. But with this last servant, what he had was taken, was given to the one that had proven himself faithful with the most. And then he's cast out, outside of his master's presence, outside of his master's provision and household, where he could not share in the happiness of his master. What we want to see here today is what are the key takeaways of this story for us? What does this mean for our lives? And I want to share several things before we close. The first is that life isn't fair. God treats each of us differently, and we need to quit comparing ourselves to others to say, oh, but they were given 5 bags. Or they were given 2 bags. Instead, we need to start asking, what does God want from me? What is it that God wants for me to do? And that leads us to the second takeaway, is that it's not about us. This was not about the servants. This was about the master, because all of the gold belonged to the master. In our lives today, everything we have is a gift from God. The time we have, the resources we have, it's all his. It's not about whether life is fair to us or whether we've been entrusted with as much as we think we should be by God. It's about him and what we can do for him, how we can be faithful towards him. And that's one of the reasons why, I think it was helpful. The translation that's been used, you know, so many times, this word talents, which in Bible times referred to a weight or a measure, you know, of gold or silver. And so here, the translators have decided to go with bags of gold. But that word talent obviously connects with us on a different level, because we use that word to describe our gifts and abilities, our talents. So that is a good reminder that we're not just talking about financial resources, the money we have, the things that we have available to us, but it also is our gifts, our abilities. And instead of thinking of this talent as this measurement of money we talked about as just an ability, I want you to think about it in terms of that word responsibility that we talked about. What has God entrusted us with, and what responsibilities do we have? It says the person that is entrusted with just a little bit is still required to do all he or she can with that little they've been given. It didn't matter whether the servant had 5 bags of gold or 2 bags of gold. They were rewarded in the same way because they were faithful with that. And it doesn't matter that the one servant had just 1 bag of gold. He was judged because he wasn't faithful with it. He didn't accomplish anything while his master was away. And what do we have that God can accomplish things with? The first thing we have is our relationships, our family, our friends, those close to us. What will we do with those relationships? They are gifts to us. They are opportunities for us to bless people, to make a difference in their lives, to make their lives better. How will we use those relationships God has given us for Him? Not for our own benefit, but for His benefit. And God benefits when people are blessed. God benefits when people grow. And through our relationships, our family, our friends, our coworkers, we can make a difference in their lives. That's a responsibility God has given us. The second thing is our job. God has given us a purpose. And perhaps your job doesn't seem very spiritual. Perhaps you have trouble seeing the impact of that. But through our jobs, we influence our culture and our society. We make a difference through the relationships we have at that job, but also through the function that we perform. Many people's jobs have a cascade effect of blessing other people because of the projects they're involved with. Other people have jobs, or other people receive things that make their lives better. There are many implications that we can realize from the work we do. The work we do is important, and God wants us to be faithful in that. The next thing is our money and possessions. And it's not the same thing as our job. It's not the same thing as what we do. But what we have, perhaps because of our job, perhaps because of other resources, everything we have at our disposal is something God wants us to be faithful with. He has given us a responsibility for that. And then finally, the gospel, the good news about Jesus, what He has done in our heart, that is a responsibility He gives us because we have the answer that this world is looking for. We have a story of how God has changed our lives. We have a responsibility to use that story to point others to God. And then finally, the idea that Jesus is going to return one day, and He is going to ask for us to give an account for the responsibilities He has entrusted us with. And what words do we want to hear on that day? We want to hear, "Well done. You are a good and faithful servant. Come and see the joy of what has been produced from that." I believe strongly that we will be witnesses when we enter eternity with God. We'll be witnesses to all that has touched people's lives over the years of our lives. It'll be a reward for us to see the goodness of that, to see the joy that has come to the heart of the Lord as people's lives have been touched because of our faithfulness. None of us want to stand before God and, as Jesus described, like someone escaping through fire, that everything we have has been burned up. We just kind of escape with our lives. We just kind of slide into eternity because God's grace is good and His heart is with us. But we turn around and we see that we've wasted all these opportunities that God has given us. And I believe that even in the face of Jesus, even in the face of eternity, there can be a sense of loss at what could have been with what God entrusted us with. And I don't want to be there for a moment. I want to every day say, "God, how can I be faithful to You today?" And I want to encourage you in that. As the worship team comes back, I want to encourage you to imagine a world where each of us takes responsibility that God has given us and where each of us are faithful servants. when God would say to us one day, well done, what kind of impact does that have on our world today? If each of us is faithful with what little God has given us, how does that change our world? How does that impact the lives of people around us? We may not feel like we have much, but if each of us is faithful in that, then the impact is great. And God's plan moves forward. God's heart is shared with the world around us. Each one of us touching people that the other may not have contact with. But each one of us together, when we are faithful, then we fulfill God's mission for us, is to go into all the world and make disciples of all men. We see God's plan as a little slice of pie, and we may not feel like we can see very much of it, but God sees it as a whole, and that's why he has gifted us with responsibility, and he's gifted each one of us, whether we have much or whether we have little. God can use you today to make a difference in this world. And I want to encourage you in that. This parable, this story, is one that should excite you because you realize that you can make a difference. That's how God sees you. He sees you as his faithful servant, and you can make a difference. He's entrusted you with great responsibility. Would you stand with me? As we worship with this last song, I want to encourage you, if you would like prayer, step into one of the aisles. We would love to pray with you. If you don't know Jesus, if you're not a follower, if you're not God's servant, you can become his servant today. You can say, God, I want to live for you. I want to make a difference for you. He can begin that journey in your life today, and we would love to pray with you. So whatever it is today that God is challenging you with, let that sink into your heart. Whether it's, God, make me faithful with everything you've given me, or whether it's, I need to come to know this master. I need to come to know this Jesus. You can do that today.
Thank you for listening to this week's podcast. If you would like to get in touch or find out more about the Bridge International Church, please visit our website, www.thebridgeparis.com.